정부 성명 세용의 대륙간 탄도로켓 시험 발사 성공.
Some of you may recognize that enthusiastic, energetic voice there at the end. This is the kind of preview version of a new segment I'm going to be contributing called Window on North Korea. Indeed, that is the voice of a well-known to some YouTube fans, perhaps, newscaster from North Korea. She had a long career as the main telecaster, giving news to the North Koreans on their televisions. Her name was Lee Chun-hee. She retired in 2012, but they like to bring her back out again for especially big announcements, such as the recent missile launches and nuclear tests. So you are probably well aware that there was such a missile test in the last week, and indeed they brought her out again to share the news with the Korean public. So there's been a lot of discussion, of course, about the potential military conflict with North Korea and how we should be reacting to these. It's not my intention to go over the fine points of the news or try to inform you about that. Everyone has sources for that. But it is my intention to try to humanize the North Korean people. It's pretty shocking the amount of ignorance out there about the peninsula, the divided state of the peninsula, the history. And I've seen some, you know, interviews with people on the street since North Korea has become so much into our consciousness in the last year or so, especially. And that's what leads me to realize that people need to really know more about the people there, not just certain high-profile government figures. My own experience, why this is dear to my heart, is I've spent over 3 years cumulatively living in South Korea. And that came about, just a short story, because of my brother's long-time 40-year career living and working in South Korea. I usually try not to get started talking about it because I could go on and on for a long time. But this was because we haven't had a chance really to give hardly any notice about this series I want to do, I'm just going to touch on little tantalizing hints of what I would like to do. And this will be regularly for the short-term or longer-term future at this 10 o'clock time in the Saturday morning mix. There are a couple of websites that I use for as a resource, and they both are based in South Korea. Their sources are defectors from North Korea now living in South Korea, as well as sources inside North Korea that have difficulty but do manage to get information out to the rest of the world. And in the case of NK News, they have reporters elsewhere around the world as well. NKnews.org is a site that's been operating since, I think, around 2010 or so. It's an excellent source for the breaking news and analysis and opinion. They have really good sources. The main one that comes to mind right now is Andrei Lankov. Is a Russian academic who lives and teaches in South Korea and is a longtime observer and of Korean affairs. The nknews.org is a subscription site. So when I decided to subscribe to it last year, I think the couple people who knew about it thought it was kind of crazy because I'm not a journalist, I'm not an academic. It's a pretty high-powered source for really digging into the into a lot of depth with the North Korean news. But I just wanted to have access to a little more information than you can get from the mainstream news, which is really very little. It's the only thing I subscribe to as far as a journalism source. It happens to be their end of the year. They are in a fundraising campaign, and it's not my mission here to try to raise funds for them, but I just do want to make you aware of it. And they have a site, well, their overall site is nknews.org and merchandise.nknews.org. They have some mugs, t-shirts, towels, and so forth. But the reason I want to talk to you about them is because one of their categories of information is called Ask a North Korean. And this is about everyday life of North Koreans, and this is the kind of thing that I want to share with you. Before I just give a couple of headliners, and I'll dig into these more in the future, the other site I'll mention is dailynk.com, And that also is not so much about breaking news, but more about things that impact lives of everyday Koreans. And then there are many other sites for the hardcore news. I encourage you to explore those yourselves. But what I really want to do here is just give an idea of what everyday life is like for North Koreans. And much like ourselves, we should not judge them on the basis of the behavior of their leaders. One other reason I think this is important right now, I've been going to South Korea. I haven't been there for 5 years, but my first trip was in 1982, so I've have some perspective of how things have changed, including among the attitudes of the South Koreans. And that whole time up until this last year, I've never gotten the impression that South Koreans are intimidated by the behavior of the government to the north there. I was in South Korea, I believe it was 1994, when the first, well, it wasn't the first, they've made many threats to the south over the years, but they especially were talking about a fireball coming down on Seoul or something like that. The South Koreans just kind of take it in stride. They've been hearing this since the division started, that the North was very determined to affect unification. And the South Koreans, just because they've been hearing it for so long, doesn't make them think, doesn't make them worry, doesn't change their day-to-day life, even though they're just across a very narrow 2.5 mile demilitarized zone between the North and South. But in the last year, actually more so in the last 3 or 4 months, I would say, I have been hearing about even the South Koreans beginning to be a little worried about the situation, although it's not because of any actions on the part of the North. It's more because they are feeling less confident about trusting us to do the right thing. And so they are indeed becoming a little worried, but because of the stance of the U.S. government. Anyway, I'm not, as I said, it's not my mission to analyze or express opinions on that whole situation. I want to show you that the everyday North Koreans, a lot of things we could relate to, a lot of things we can't. Some of the things I'll share will just reinforce the idea that they do indeed live in a very different society from ours, but we just should know more about it. So the kinds of things that the nknews.org has in their Ask a North Korean column are things like, do women in North Korea wear high heels? Where do North Koreans get their haircut? Which is a lot more interesting than it sounds like it would be. Why does North Korea use such a unique calendar? What is different about the public baths in North Korea compared to South Korea? Do people in North Korea talk about life after death? Do women smoke in North Korea? Things like that I think would be really interesting for you to hear about, and just to give you a little tantalizer about the haircutting situation. There has been a rumor, which apparently is not quite true, that all North Korean men are required to wear their hair just like Kim Jong-un. And I don't know if anyone would want to wear their hair just like Kim Jong-un's, but he gets a lot of harassment for his haircut. But it's not quite true, but there are government-approved haircuts for both men and women, and government-approved barbershops and hair salons as well. Well, that might sound a little strange, but we also license our hairdressers and barbers, and you can't just go set up a booth at the farmer's market and decide you're going to cut hair for people at a very discounted rate. And so we have our licensing things in effect too, but actually people over there do go to the non-approved government stylists, even though they have to pay a lot more because they're more likely to get something that they really want in the way of a haircut. There's some more details on that I'll share sometime in the future. So that's just to give you a heads up. Keep your ear to KTWH on Saturday mornings just after 10 o'clock if you are interested in learning a little more about the North Korean everyday people.